This is Sexy Funny Raw, where we talk all about the world of sex, from dating and relationships to the adult industry itself, answering all the questions you weren't even brave enough to ask Google. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Funny Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Sage, and joined in studio with me today is fella who's a fellow performer, Mr. Lucas Frost, everybody. I am so happy we finally got you here. I've been asking you for years to come on this show.
How long has it been since you've had the
podcast? I've had the show for 8 years.
Have you really?
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, I've probably been asking you for at least six.
Okay, maybe six.
Probably six. Your eyebrows look so good. Did you just have them done?
I've never had my eyebrows done.
What?
No.
They're just perfection like that?
This is all natural.
Shut up. All right. You're just beautiful. That's all.
Thank
you.
Yeah. This is part of the reason I have a job.
I know. It really is.
Yeah.
And this is another reason. Yeah. You gave me this gift when you walked in. I'm so fucking excited by this. You have no idea. First off, you're one of my favorite people to work with. You always have been. So now I get to take you home and have you whenever I want you.
Mm-hmm.
This is so nice. This is going to be the new toy. My next solo. It's going to be with you.
You got to tag me in it, though.
Oh, for sure. I'll tag you all day in it.
It's so realistic. They may take it down if you don't tag the right account.
Honestly, I can't wait to feel how realistic it is. Does it feel like a squish hard? Like
yes.
A dick hard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love it.
It's a little squishy. And it's also got the adapter right there, so you can strap someone with it if you feel so inclined.
Oh, good. I just got new strap underwear.
Did you?
So, yeah.
Nice.
No, that's going to go great.
Yeah,
I hope it fits. Because I got it for like a small dick, so we'll see. Well, I'll just stretch it out. Okay. Today we have a really fun episode because we are doing real sex versus porn sex.
Oh,
something we know very well.
Yeah.
Lucas, how long have you been in the industry now? 12?
No.
How long?
8 going on 9.
8 going on 9? Why did I think you were longer than me in the industry? I guess you came
in the
tail end of me. I've just been fucking you for so long.
I always thought we came in right around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Because I'm right at 10.
Okay.
So
you're a little bit.
But we've been fucking for 9 years.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were like one of the more popular MILFs when I got in.
Yeah.
So like, frequency of who I worked with was you, Regan Fox, Julia Ann, like all of those women were who I was working with predominantly back then.
The best of the best.
Oh yeah, easily.
How much do you love working in porn?
It's the best job I've ever had.
And okay, so you got in at 24?
25.
25, okay. What did you do before?
A little bit of everything.
Okay, so you're like a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
But now this is it. This is like career.
Yeah. I mean, I made that decision when I got in. I was like, look, I see this is something that if I can do it, I may as well
long-term.
Do it as long as I can. And
yeah.
You and I both know, like when it comes to male talent versus female talent, the male talent's salt is proved in longevity versus the female talent. You can blow up super fast and have a very lucrative career just off a few videos. But for a man in the industry, you have to... put in quite a bit of work.
Yeah. Actual literal work.
Yeah.
No, and you're right. The longevity for men, I think you guys can work a little bit longer than we can, but honestly, like, you're right. It you have to really prove yourself in the industry. As to where as a female, it's not really like a proven, like.
No, if you're hot and you fuck good on camera, you're great. You sell well.
You got to sell well.
Yeah.
That's it. And that takes a little bit of effort also. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how did you know you could do porn? Like, how did you know you'd be able to fuck in front of a room of people, that you would be able to come on command, that you would be able to fuck complete and total strangers? Like,
I mean, I didn't really know if I could do it, to be honest with you. There had been some instances in my personal life, like, throughout growing up where I was like, okay, like, looking back, I was like, all right, if I could have done that, I could definitely do this.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time I was at a party and, like, the whole room kicked the door in while I was fucking some girl.
And you just kept fucking?
I just kept going. Yeah. I was like, you know, doesn't bother me at all.
This was
before phones were filming everything.
Right.
So it was really just people busting in. And I was like, all right, cool. This isn't going on the internet.
Had you had, like, group sex before?
Yeah, a few times here and there. Not, like, what anybody would expect, though.
Right.
Nothing out of, like, this super ordinary.
And were you like, you knew you could last forever? You knew you could come multiple times? Like, well,
I knew I could come multiple times.
Yeah.
The last forever was definitely probably going to be the hardest part.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, this is like actually challenging.
Yeah.
Because I think the longest I ever had my dick hard was like 6 hours.
Like on set, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because on set, like you have to stop and start so many times. And people don't understand.
It's a big up and down game.
Yeah.
Especially these days with all the pickup shots and ad shots. And
well, and people don't realize.
It's a game of up and down at this point, which is where I like made my reputation was being natural. I was able to go up and down as many times as you wanted.
Without having to shoot.
Without having to shoot up or without having to take a pill and be on a timer.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, that does happen. This is working right now and right now only.
4 hours. Yeah. No, it's very true. No, it's crazy. Oh my God, I totally lost my train of thought. I had a perfect question for that and I totally lost it. We're going to have to come back to it. Okay.
Do we want to try and figure it out?
My brain only works for so long and then we have to.
That's fine.
We'll wrap it. Okay. Moving on to the next question. Do you enjoy porn sex? Or real sex better? Now, I laugh because I know the answer to this, but go ahead and give your answer.
Well, personal life sex, obviously.
Right.
I'm greedy, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so explain to people the difference, though.
That's not to say, just because I like it more, is not to say that I haven't had good sex.
Or enjoyable.
Enjoyable sex on set.
Agreed, yeah.
But there's always that element of, like, it's not as intimate. It's not as authentic. It's mimicked.
Mm-hmm.
Authentic intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not authentic and intimate building the moment connection. You've been going out to dinner and flirting all day and going on a date and then it finally builds to that final moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like we get there, we do paperwork, we maybe introduce each other if we've never worked together.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a whole different element added in where it's like, yeah, you can still have a good passionate scene, but it's more based on like professionalism than it is like true authentic intimacy.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because on set we do have the, I mean, it is the exact same every time you show up for set. You show up, you do your paperwork. Usually by the time you guys get there, we're already in hair and makeup, almost done.
Or in Pretty Girls, done.
Right, yeah, doing photos. And then you have to come in and do photos with us, which was what I was about to say during the how long you have to get your dick card. Because
it depends on what kind of scene.
True.
There's such a vast array of types of scenes.
True, that sometimes they can get the photos while you're fucking.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you'll do a photos beforehand of like what the sex scene is going to be, right?
Like box covers or something.
Right.
Like
well, that too.
Yeah.
There's just so much. And there's so much in between, like you said, you getting your dick hard, getting it unhard. Sometimes we'll stop and eat lunch before the sex is going, you know,
that's
like
the worst.
It's a whole.
I appreciate all the crews that order me food and stuff. But when it gets there, right, as we're about to start fucking and I just have to watch it get cold.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just have to go through my scene knowing my food's getting cold.
Because
like,
if we eat, then it's going to be a whole different thing. You're going to look bloated.
Not
you're not going to have the stamina.
Like, you know how they say don't like go swimming
after
30 minutes after you eat?
Same
thing. That's like just don't be active 30 minutes after you eat.
Shake yourself all up.
Your body needs to digest. You'll get a side cramp. I've definitely ate on set and then gone into a scene and gotten a massive side cramp.
I'm cramping.
Where I'm like, oh, dude, I feel like somebody's stabbing a hot knife into my rib cage.
Well, also in porn sex, we have to open up so much because that's the thing that I don't like about it. For me, when I'm fucking in real life, I want to grind on your fucking dick. Like I want to get my clit down there and I just want to rub all over. I can't really do that in porn.
No, it's like
the number one no-no, you know? It's like you have to open up.
You
and even when you're
dislocate my hip and then jab my dick into the sidewall of your vagina.
I also feel like, I mean, the camera is so like right there that there's a lot of times where I'm like, I could have gotten an orgasm, but then I have to like bounce up and down. Like
then something throws you off because
exactly.
There's so many other variables involved in the scene.
Yeah. You're constantly worried about where the camera is. So you have your face and, well, for me, my pussy opened up to it, you know, like. You're thinking about the script and how you have to stay in character. Mm-hmm. I probably have to say some fucked up line about being a mom. You know, like it's just a weird place to be in
you
your head.
You guys have that luxury of not actually having to come though.
Yes. No, you're so right.
Yeah,
I think about that all the time.
A male talent's job is 98% mental in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
our job
100%.
Is all mental. You're thinking about, you're doing mental gymnastics while trying to keep your dick hard in an awkward position, maybe on a fucking rock for all you know.
Probably entertaining
like,
multiple women.
Pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I shot a reverse gangbang with 7 women.
Oh my God.
The consent video was like 50 minutes.
I'm just impressed you can even do that.
By the end of the consent, like, discussion with everybody, I was sitting there looking at all the... I had to keep track of who was doing anal.
Oh,
who
my
was
God.
Pussy only, who was anal only, who was doing both holes, who, like, light choking, who wanted intense choking, who... For seven women. That's hard enough to keep track of for one
person. Yeah. Okay.
So after the end, I looked at everyone and I was like, look, here's how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
When the dick comes to you, you look at me and you tell me what you want done. And that's how we get through this with no hiccups and minimal speed bumps.
Yeah. The consent thing he's talking about, it's the list of like what you're comfortable with. So it's everything from like what you want to be. Like, I don't like being called whore or slut when I'm getting fucked. I don't like my hair pulled because it's not all mine. I don't like spit in my face. So those would be mine. Mm-hmm. But like, you have to keep track of that, like he said, for all of these people and what they're comfortable with. Yeah. Like, I can't even imagine.
No. It was a lot.
And that you were able to fuck all those people. And for a length of time enough to make a movie is wildly impressive.
Pretty much each girl got one position.
That makes,
pretty much how we ran that one.
It's kind of what you would have to do.
Yeah, there was really no other option there.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you. Okay, so how do you prep for both, for like a scene, and then how do you prep for like real life sex, and do they differ?
I mean... In an ideal situation, personal life sex is extremely spontaneous, so there's really no time to prep for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, having to prep for it makes me feel like I'm at work.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
So, like, yeah. I mean, I guess when it comes to work, when it comes to mm-hmm. set, there's a stretch before a scene.
You do?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Almost.
You should, yeah.
I stretch every morning, so like when I get to set, it's kind of like sometimes it's later in the afternoon, so my body's kind of tightened up a little bit. So mm-hmm. I always stretch. Obviously, you get there, you do the paperwork, I introduce myself to the girl, and
mm-hmm.
then it depends on what kind of scene it is.
Right.
Is there dialogue before? Is there this before? But I mean, in terms of getting ready to get hard,
because mm-hmm. you're natural, so you don't need.
Yeah, I just kind of close my eyes and go to a happy place. Or the situation or the scenario.
That you already...
You'll know. You've been on set mm-hmm. long enough. When the more veteran a male performer is, you can tell when he knows it's time. And he'll mm-hmm. just kind of start touching, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of, mm-hmm. you know, moving things around, adjusting. And it's almost like a reflex at this point.
One of my favorite things about being on a porn set is the fact that there are always like some dude just stroking his dick while everybody else is having a full-on conversation.
Oh, I've had the most normal conversations stroking my dick, talking to directors about like, I don't know, the restaurants in the area or something.
I love it. It's just like so nonchalant. Like, people are walking around naked, somebody's just jerking off, and we're getting instructions for the next scene. I'm like, This is porn.
This is porn.
I love it, though. Okay. How many scenes have you done in a day? Like, what's your record?
Four professional scenes.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Lucas. Did you have to fake any of those cum shots?
No.
All of them were real cum shots? Was this in your 20s?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay. You can't do that anymore, right? You do four combos in a day?
Yeah, easily. I did it a couple days ago.
Oh, my God. How do you have enough juice?
I have a really short refractory period from what I've put together. So I can actually come, stay hard, and come again.
Do you think it's your diet?
No.
No.
No. I definitely just think it's like, I don't know, a freak of nature thing.
Damn.
Because there's other guys that have been able to do it and are able to do it. I'm not alone.
Well, I will say, so I had a partner, and I'm not going to say his name. I had a partner recently come to my house and do content after he had been shooting all day. And then he came over and I was like, are you going to be able to do a cum shot? And he was like, oh, yeah, no problem. And then it got to the cum shot and it was like, drip, drip, drip. And I was like, was that a cum shot?
I think diet has a lot to do with volume.
Because
you can feel, so my record was 17 times in a 24-hour period. And that's cum shots.
Were you filming all these?
No. This was all personal life.
Jesus Christ.
But the 18th one, I did come. Nothing came out. It was literal dust.
Yeah.
But my body had an orgasm.
Yeah.
But nothing physical ejaculated out.
You were out.
I was literally tap dry.
And your balls like, are like, we have nothing left.
that was quite a bit. Also in my 20s.
Was this all personal, like you were having partners, or this was just you jerking off 17 times?
The 17 times? No, that was all sex with a partner at the time.
Oh, okay. One partner.
One partner.
Damn, still very impressive.
Yeah, I was pretty raw after
that. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I could do it 4 times in a day and not be able to stand up the next day.
I can still occasionally pull out 4 times in a day.
Jesus. All right. That's why he's a pro, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Okay. Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables. What would you say is the hardest part about being on a porn set? Like porn sex in general. What's the hardest part?
I mean, getting hard in a room full of people you've never met before is not easy. It will never get easy.
Yeah.
Like that was one thing I realized when I was new was it was easier for me to get my dick hard if I felt like I was friends or friendlier with the crew than the girl. My dick's gotten hard in front of plenty of women, even before porn. So that wasn't new to me and my dick. Getting hard in front of a room full of guys I'd never met before. So I'd always try and like hang out with them or like, you know, like get to know them versus get to know the girl on set.
Interesting.
That always made it a little bit easier. Made the environment just more comfortable.
I can see that. Yeah. Okay. That's crazy to me. But it makes sense. You're like, I need to know that these guys aren't judging me when I pull my dick out.
The cum shot's also kind of hard, too.
Yeah.
Because it's a timing thing.
It is. And by the way, like when they tell a male performer to come, you're usually like, they're like, want it in the next like minute. They're like, okay, you can come, like give it to us now. And like, you guys don't even have a lot of like leeway if it doesn't happen. You can cut and like go get yourself close, but
yeah, how often does that happen?
I mean, it does happen.
I don't know.
But directors do not love it either. They'd much rather you like be ready to go. But it's also like how? Like I can't imagine having to actually come.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of focus.
Yeah. A lot of focus. Yeah. More so for women probably to come than a man, but I don't know.
I have a good internal clock.
Yeah, you know.
So I can I've been doing it long enough that I can kind of get myself there knowing that I can look over in the next 1 to 2 minutes and I'm going to get a thumbs up knowing I'm already there. So like, I mean, one of Quasar's favorite things about me is I'll come in 30 seconds. As soon as he says it's time to go, I'm ready to go.
That is the best. Yeah. Nothing worse than being the girl who's like sitting on your knees waiting for somebody to come.
20 minutes.
And then you have to like, you cut and then like go to the bathroom. And then everybody's like, oh, are they ready? They're ready. Everybody, they're ready.
Everybody's like, just standing there on go.
Yeah. Everybody's waiting for this guy to come back in with his dick. And we're just all like, oh, yay. We all get to go home after this.
Definitely fucked up a cum shot once when I was really new.
The girl
told me to come. So I was so new. Yeah, I was like, she said come.
I'm going
to
go.
I was like, cool. And I came and the director was not in position by any means. Missed the whole fucking thing. Like, tried to scramble to get there. And he's like, dude, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't know. She said to come. He's like, well, you don't come until I say you come. And I was like, oh, my bad. I was like, I can come again. It's all good. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'll just keep
give
my
me 20 card. Minutes.
No, not even. I kept my dick card. And I was like, get in position. And he's like, okay. And so he got in position. And then like she kept sucking my dick and I came again.
Wow.
Gave him another pop shot.
And that is why you're still stuck around, sir.
I know.
That right there. I think sometimes for me it's difficult when it is a random new person. Like, especially this long that we've been in, like we know most people on porn. I feel like when I show up to a set, it's 85% of the time it's people I know and have known for years.
Yeah.
But randomly you still do get a new person. And I mean, it's different for you maybe, but I'm often paired up with like these young, like barely 20 somethings, you know, and I'm 40 now. So it's like awkward for me to like meet this young adult that I'm about to go have sex with, you know? And it's like, that gets a little like awkward.
I think that definitely gave me an advantage when I got in because I was 25.
Yeah.
So like I had a little bit of like age in me. Mm-hmm. So the MILF performers
didn't feel as weird.
Didn't feel as weird working with me. They're like, oh, okay, like he's not that young.
No, it's true though. Yeah. I wish the minimum age to get into porn was 25.
Yeah.
Truly.
23 would be good.
I'm 21. I would give 21. Yeah. I'd push for 25 personally. Yeah.
Settle at 23.
Yeah, I'd settle at 23. Yeah. Just because I don't like having sex with people that young. It makes me feel weird. I feel uncomfortable about it. You know?
Probably retire before I get to stepdaddy. I don't know if I can do it.
Which is crazy because you already have grays, but you're still playing a teenager.
I could dye them.
Yeah. Don't do that, though. I like salt and pepper in men's hair. It's very sexy.
I definitely don't dye them because I prefer it in my personal life.
Yeah.
If I cared only about my career now, I would have dyed them.
Yeah, keep playing young buck forever.
Exactly. You got to balance person and persona.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, do you ever feel pressure to fuck like a porn star in your everyday life?
For sure.
Same.
Yeah, for sure. Like, oh, fuck. I just want to lay here. But you got to give them at least two or three, and then you can lay there once.
Yeah.
At least for a guy. I mean, the work's expected to be on us anyways. Yeah. So.
No, you're right. I feel the same way. I feel like I have to give a performance of a lifetime, especially the first few times I'm with somebody. Yep. Really show them what a porn star is about, you know? Do you feel like you ever catch yourself doing camera angles when you fuck in real life?
Not so much anymore, but I definitely had a phase where I did. I'd open up to the imaginary camera or some shit, or look and see a shadow being cast, and I was like, I'd lean back or
do the one arm fucking from behind.
My arm behind my back. Yeah, I've definitely done all of that and caught myself and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
You don't have a camera here. It's totally fine. Yeah.
More so when I was new.
Yeah.
Because I was so robotic when I was new.
Everybody is.
I was a fucking machine. All I did was I shot 2, sometimes 3 times a day, almost every day for my first 3 years. I was nonstop on set.
That's madness.
And back then I did a lot of features too. So
I
was on a fucking 16 hours movie set all day. It was not easy back then.
I hate those long ones. Yeah.
The game has changed.
It's
as
changed
we know, porn
so
changes
so much.
It changes, I want to say, almost more than any other industry.
Yeah.
Quicker. It's at a faster acceleration rate than almost any industry. Because we're at the forefront of a lot of technology, too.
Yeah. No, we're going to talk about that in the next episode, and I can't wait.
Okay. Right.
Okay. How long do you enjoy fucking in real life? With your preference.
When she's done, I'm done.
I love it. So you were 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
When
not,
she's done, I'm
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
I've now kind of fucked myself where I can't come unless I'm told.
You gotta have Quasar on
I'll have a girl be like,
hey, Quasar, do you mind calling me in 20 minutes? Let
tell
me know I can
please
come.
I've had girls be like, are you in, does this feel good? And I'm like, yeah, you just have to tell me that you're done. And then I'll be able
when
to come.
When you're done, I'm done.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's fucking hilarious. I'm for me, I'm the same way. I'm let's just both come and get out of here. I don't need to do any special effects. It does not need to be fucking 45 minutes.
No, there's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
Look, if I'm in a relationship and we only got time for a 5-minute quickie before we step out the door, then that's what we get.
Yeah.
If we're on vacation and we got the time to have an hour-long session,
yeah,
I'm definitely gonna indulge.
Yeah, agree. But you don't feel the need to perform. No,
I'm a time and a place person with a lot of things in my life. There's a time and a place for just about everything.
Yeah, no, agreed. Feel the same way. Okay. Do you try this again? Does having more partners make it harder or easier for you to perform? Say you're when you did the 7 women or whatever. Mm-hmm. Does that make it easier for you? Or if maybe there are more men fucking.
That makes it so much harder.
Yeah.
Like we discussed.
So an
it's
orgy
so hard
with other dudes?
Track.
Yeah.
An orgy with other dudes in it?
Easier.
Definitely easier.
Yeah.
Because they got some of the workload. They got some of the workload. They got some of the workload. And then I got what I'm dealing with there.
Yeah. I feel the same way about orgies and threesomes. Threesomes are my favorite thing ever. A threesome with another girl, because I'm half the work, same pay.
Not always my favorite scene to shoot.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that.
Because in my opinion, the girls either have to be really into each other.
Which is almost never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or good friends.
True.
And same for like boy girls. Like the dudes.
True. The dudes, yeah.
Like, unless it's like a bisexual one, like the dudes really have to be homies.
Yeah.
Like you have to at least have that teamwork mindset between the two of you. If there's a competition on any level between the two women and a boy girl or between the two men and a boy girl, like you're just going to have a difficult scene.
No, agreed.
So it's like the occasions I've had like immaculate in my mind, boy girl scenes. Three of them in 8 years and thousands of scenes. There's not many of them. It's hard to get that pairing where it's just like, because you're trying to pair three energies essentially. Yeah. So it's like pairing two is already hard enough. Now you're going to try and throw in like a third. Like,
well, here's the thing why it never almost works in porn that you get everybody on that same energy is because normally they're booking a person in their 40s with a person in their 20s and then a guy in their 30s. So it's like really hard to make all of these energies like match up.
All three generations, three different decades in a scene.
It really is. And we're all trying to like figure each other out, but it's like, it's a difficult place to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm the same. I want more people there. It's just so much easier. Okay. Last question.
Okay.
What do you think is the biggest difference between porn sex and real sex?
Authenticity.
Oof. Preach it. Say it louder.
We mimic authentic intimacy.
Yeah.
Personal life is true, authentic intimacy. So
we're still making a movie. Yeah, we are entertainers.
I'll never understand why people can't distort reality on that one.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah.
There's a whole process behind what you just consumed.
Yeah.
What you're consuming as the consumer viewing this scene is has been edited.
Hours to film, hours to edit. Yeah.
We've took hours to film it, hours to edit it, hours to color it, post, audio, like.
Yep.
And you are consuming a final product.
So, yeah. Of our entertainment.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's adult entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Child entertainment, it's not preteen entertainment, not teenager entertainment. It is not adult entertainment.
It's not education either. Yeah.
Not in the slightest. Nothing in that is educational.
True. Except maybe these conversations and our consent forms.
Yeah, the consent forms are good.
I want those in everyday life. I want those like when you meet somebody.
This is how the care instructions set it down. Hey, my shirt has a laundry care set of instructions. I should just be handing people like a care manual.
Oh my God. Yes. Here you go.
This is how you treat me.
Why don't we do that? That's a brilliant idea.
I missed the hello my name is stickers.
Hello, my kinks are. No. Yeah.
I've seen that at like sex parties.
Oh, that makes sense though.
Yeah, hello, my kinks
like
are.
You wear different like bands or whatever to say like what you're into.
Yeah.
I like that shit. I'm down for that. All right, we did it.
This episode?
Yeah, you just tell the people where they can find you.
LucasFrost.com will take you to all my links.
Boom. That's it. All right, guys. Thank you, Lucas, so much. If you guys like what you saw, hit that little subscribe button. And until next time, adios.
See you.